Today we are discussing the subject of detention of unaccompanied children arriving in Europe and the issue of practices of member states of the Council of Europe detaining those children. And the objective of the meeting is to discuss what the legal standards are that are currently existing and also what the practices are of member states. And building on that, trying to see whether there would be a need for additional standard setting in the Council of Europe.
What concerns you about the actual situation?
I think, first of all, we have to take into account that unaccompanied children arriving in Europe are extremely, extremely vulnerable. Migrants in themselves, asylum seekers, adult asylum seekers and migrants arriving in Europe are already a vulnerable category. But within that category, unaccompanied children are extremely vulnerable. And there has been a lot of reports produced, scientific research being conducted about the impact that detention has on the mental and physical health of children, and of course also on unaccompanied children. And the findings are unanimous in saying, you know, detention has a significant impact on the health of children. It really damages their health. And nevertheless, still states do practice detention of unaccompanied minors, whereas there are a number of alternatives to detention of unaccompanied minors available to states.
Do you have estimates on the number of unaccompanied minors entering Europe?
Well, there are no accurate figures available about the detention of unaccompanied children in Europe. That has to do with the fact that the systems for states to put together statistics and so on are not very accurate in themselves. There are issues around sometimes unaccompanied children are not being registered as unaccompanied children because states think they are above 18, whereas in fact they aren't. So any kind of figure I would mention here would be unreliable. But I think it is fair to say that it's hundreds, if not thousands, of children a year.
You said that they're vulnerable. What are you hearing that's happening to them? Why are they so vulnerable?
You have to imagine the conditions in which these unaccompanied asylum seekers or migrant children are being detained. Detention centres are horrible places in many, many member states. And often they are kept together with other adults, they can be subject to violence in those centres and so on. But the mere fact that they are one a migrant, so they have left their country. Imagine what that means, being a child without your parents around. And secondly, you find yourself, you arrive in Europe, you find yourself in a totally new country where you don't have any clue about what's actually happening with you, with what the type of procedures that are being processed upon you and so on and so on. That in itself, because of their age, that makes them very, very vulnerable as compared to other migrants.
You're suggesting that there is an alternative to detention centres. What would it be?
States have the opportunity to set up a system to accompany or to set up a system to accommodate those unaccompanied minors and to look after their best interests. And one thing is for certain, their best interest is not to lock them up and to detain them. There are good examples in a number of Council of Europe member states who have set up very sophisticated systems of legal guardianship, of specific reception centres where they are being looked after, where they are, where the accommodation is appropriate to their health, to their age, where they have actually access to education and so on and so on. So I think the practice shows that it is possible not to detain them, but there needs to be the political will to do it. And of course, it requires an investment, it requires resources. But on the other hand, there is also evidence to suggest that detention is actually much more expensive than setting up those alternative systems.
Which states would you look at as being models for good practice?
One country that immediately springs to mind is Belgium, actually, because they have actually now adopted a no-detention policy of children, basically, and not only unaccompanied children, but also children within families. So they prove on a daily basis that it is possible. But there are others. There's countries like Sweden, for instance, who also have quite good practice in applying alternatives to detention of unaccompanied minors.